Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. That, of course, was Kyle Shanahan. They had John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan with the end of the year 49ers press conference, and that was part of it. We'll replay some of it for you today and answer some of those questions later, but that was the defensive side of things and staying with the philosophy that they've been so successful with. Vic Fangio was kind of flirting a little bit with the 49ers, but he has since yesterday decided he is going to go with the Dolphins, and maybe that was because he runs a different scheme than what the 49ers are doing, but what are they going to do? All the offseason questions, and will Tim Ryan keep the hair the same? Let's talk to Tim all about those things as he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's up, bro?
Johnny Lund. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? First of all, we miss you already, dude. We'd be sitting in Santa Clara.
Bro, this blows.
You know?
This blows.
I know, dude.
Buzzkill, right?
Yeah, totally.
I mean,
wow.
And so unfortunate because, you know, these guys have been digging that tunnel for 6 months. And on the grind, and to be so close to the mother load and almost to be able to touch it, and then the damn tunnel collapses on your head with one hit to the elbow. It just doesn't feel right. I was at a loss for words in the second half of that game because it was unfair. They, you know, it's 3rd and 14 and we're running a 36 counter. Let's go. Was quite unfortunate the way it all went down. What a magical season, and now right to the business season, I guess.
And the healing season. So, you know, during the game when we heard elbow, you and I were talking in the commercial breaks, and, you know, I thought of UCL right away. But we didn't know. You know, we heard nerve damage, and then he wound up playing a lot of the
stuff. They were going with the Terry Bradshaw report.
Yeah, well, that's all we heard. That's all we heard after the game. And Dr. McAdams did not think it was a completely torn UCL. So now we know that it is, Tim. And Jake DeLorme's going to join us at 1:15. He's the only quarterback in history to have Tommy John. Nick Mullins went with the bracing. And I wonder if Matthew Stafford had something wrong with his UCL last year. But in any event, yeah. So what do you think? The quarterback position now looks like Jimmy's going to move on. Trey's going to, you know, try to rehab from the fibula and the second surgery. And now Brock's got, you know, the torn ligament of his elbow.
Yeah, well, it does sound like Jimmy's moving on, and good for him. He's going to be in high demand, I would think. You know, obviously, and what a great run it was with him, and what a great guy on top of all that. And we could talk about that for weeks on this radio show. I think that I don't know about if he's getting the full Tommy John. I don't think anybody knows that yet. At least the latest report was still getting second opinions. And if it's the 6 month one where it's, you know, I think Kyle was talking about it yesterday, where you do nothing for 3 months and then you slowly build the arm up, and then he'll be ready for training camp, and you know, hopeful that with the bracing, with that surgery, that'll be off and running by the end of July and ready to go. And I think at that point, you know, Trey is seems like he's going to be close for the OTAs. I would think. I don't know about, you know, the first phase, but. And the ones that, you know, when they start going against each other and getting in some of the drill work, and then towards the end, the mini camps and stuff, it sounds like he'll be ready to go for that. So I think it's a good problem to have if the prognosis on Brock is going to be 6 months, I think good. Now I think you'd start talking about how you let those guys compete and to see who the starter is. I mean, you don't lose your job because of injury. And we know Trey got injured in week 2. And then when Brock came in, it was exactly what the offense needed. And at the same time, ironically enough, was, you know, kind of Christian McCaffrey was a big part of that in his addition to the football team, which was shortly before Brock. So envisioning Trey Lance and CMC in the backfield together, that looks pretty good too. So I think you got to, you know, Trey's got to get a fair shot. We all know what they gave up for him. We know what it looks like with Brock, and it is damn good. And the rhythm through his reads and the completion percentage and all the playground stuff and all the stuff that really made the offense find a rhythm. And it was hard as hell to defend. And I'm telling you, that play that he got hurt on, Pop, that was probably a touchdown. Ayuk was into that third window. That corner, I think it was Bradbury, was 6 yards behind him. The safety hadn't even really gotten over the top yet, and it would have been a catch and turn up the field and would have been a long house call. And who knows how that game would have turned out, but I know Brock was seeing it. I know the game plan was built for him. Obviously 4 for 4 when he got hurt. But that's going to be tricky now in how you figure out who the starter is going to be. And I don't think it'll ever be platoon quarterbacks. But I could certainly see if in fact, you know, it's Brock's show and he's healthy to go with Trey Lance coming in for several packages. But we're going to have to wait and see where everybody's at in terms of the health. I know this. They need to get the third quarterback rule. You and I were talking about it on the plane. You brought it up. For the fans, for the game of football, for the quarterback position and growth and development, they got to get 3 quarterbacks eligible on game day.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and I think they're going to do that. Our pal Tim Ryan is joining us. We should be in Santa Clara looking at his beautiful flowing locks, but we are not, so we got to get over that. On the other side of the ball, the defensive side, and obviously we knew DeMeco was going to leave, so he heads off to Houston, and Kyle was pretty clear yesterday in the press conference that they're going to stay with this system, with the 4-3, with the wide 9. So what does that mean for who could be the next DC? And then I had heard Chris Kocurek's name, but we had Jim Washburn on the other day, who's close, obviously, with Chris. And he said Chris wants to stay a D-line coach. I don't know that that's the case, but how do you see that rolling?
Look, there's ways to label people and still have them, you know, have a job description that isn't complete defensive coordinator and calling the back seven and the coverages and really handling plays from play to play. I can't envision Kocurek yelling ADO and trying to call, you know, over Pirate, Macon, Georgia, or whatever the defense is, all at the same time. But I could see a scenario where that works, and it makes sense. How do you prohibit the best D-line coach in the NFL from going somewhere else if someone else notifies that they want him as a defensive coordinator? You have a big chance of losing him unless you want to outbid and – I mean, there's obviously ways that you could do it. But I could see that working. I could see Chris as the DC and handling all the run game stuff and the stunts and the pressures. And then Corey Unlin, who has experience calling, you know, coverages and defenses. And I could see a collaborative effort out of this, or someone else from the back end. I don't know, but I do know that I do believe Kyle and what he said in terms of the scheme. And it's why he hired Robert Saleh to begin with. The wide nines, the, you know, the four-man front and all the stuff that works off of it, all the cover three, the three-man coverage where you can mix and match and do a lot of different things with your safeties and with your corners. So, and he knows because he, you know, and it seems like everybody's gone to the five-man front now with the 3-4. That's more prevalent in the league than, I mean, it feels like it's back in the day with everyone running that Okie defense. But he's attacked all of them. And that's the one that he knows is hard to attack. So I could easily see a collaborative effort and promotion within the staff.
And that wide nine, obviously, is just ideally suited for Nick Bosa. It's who he is. And he, 1 week from today at NFL Honors in Arizona, he's going to win the Defensive Player of the Year award.
Well, he better. He better.
I think he'll get every single vote. He'll get it.
He is so dominant. Just watching him play and – people can look at numbers, and he's got all the numbers. But when you look at just watch him on tape, down in and down out, and how he affects the run game, the pass game, there's nobody that sees more turn protection and more double teams and triple teams in protection than Nick Bosa. No one in the NFL. And it just it's week after week, the consistency and just, you know, beyond all that, the guy that he is and how he keeps himself absolutely 1,000% prepared to hit the supercharger at any moment. I mean, that guy's stronger today than he was when he reported in July for training camp. That tells you kind of all you need to know. So he's gonna win that, and I have full confidence that in Nick and in the 49ers that they'll get a long-term deal done here in the next, you know, however long it takes. And it's going to take time. I think he's got the fifth coming up, the option on the fifth, but they'll get him done. I firmly believe that.
And then around him, the pass rush, and I don't even think we use the term gold rush all year, you know, Alpha and the Bravo and the Turbo and all that, but it just didn't feel the same this year's pass rush, even though Nick is a better player today, Tim, than he was during his Defensive Rookie of the Year award in the Super Bowl year of 2019. So the pieces around him, and Armstead was out, he came back. Javon Kinlaw did not have a good championship game on Sunday. Amenihu, Ebukam, you got to make some calls with some of these free agents around him. So Bosa's obviously a staple. Kinlaw's under contract. Armstead, how do you improve the overall defensive pass rush in the offseason?
You're going to have to go get somebody, and I would think it would be in free agency. And the list is, fairly rich in terms of guys that could come in and improve some of the inside play. And you're all over it. I mean, when Nick's getting all the turn protection, it's fairly easy to diagnose where the protection's going and how to attack it and get other guys one-on-ones. And I think excluding the championship game, because I think they had a pass rush plan that was different against Jalen Hurts and really trying to get him on retreat mode and eventually spill out of the top side of the pocket, but far back from the line of scrimmage. And they were effective in doing that. And I think you could see that in kind of what was happening in the passing game. I thought the back end was all over it in terms of their coverage. But a couple things. I think they're different when Armstead's out there. That is clear. He is a guy that's very capable of being a big problem on the inside as a rusher. But he's going into year 9, and he's got a rich, extensive injury history, and hard to keep him healthy for a full 16 or 17 now. Drake Jackson's got to develop. It's that simple. He needs to live in the weight room between now and July. And I mean, he needs to do what he needs to do and what they expect him to do. And that's the cold, hard truth, because he's got skill sets that are rare. He's got length that is rare. He's got burst ability and flexibility and all of that stuff. And he works hard, but he's just not living like a pro yet in terms of, you know, getting himself in the most peak physical condition that he can be in, so he's got to step up. they got to get another war daddy inside that when he's in a one-on-one, he can beat you on the edge and he can win with power. And Charles Menehue did a great job in there because he could win on the edge when he won. But if he misses a swipe, now he's just bull rushing a guy and he just doesn't have the raw power to be a factor at that point in the pass rush. So I think it's got to be somebody in free agency that is a proven inside war daddy to bring a presence into the middle of that defense. I feel bad for Kinlaw. It's like the light finally, you know, a couple years in, went on. And we all remember the Dallas game when, man, all right, this big dog's starting to roll. And was starting to do the right things from the neck up in terms of living the game and the nutrition and the workouts. And then once that light went on, it was almost like the power from the waist down went down with the knee challenges. And it's just hard for him to stay healthy. And I don't care who you are, if you can't practice in this league and find a groove at your position. And it's not plug and play. You got to get out there and practice. You got to go through the fire a lot. And before your mind and your body and everything's processing together and you find your groove as a player. When you can't practice, you're a rehab player, and then you get in the game. And in a game of that magnitude, it's hard to really ask more than you got out of them because you hadn't been able to see it all year. So I don't know how that thing's going to work itself out. I just feel bad for him with what's happened to him in terms of, you know, bad luck with that knee. But they got to get something going. And then let me say this lastly. The sacks are the sacks. But I know there was so many games this year, Pop, that we did and sat in there on, you know, Thursday nights, Sundays, Sunday nights, Monday nights, and everyone was throwing the fast pass at this defense. They, because of that pass rush, and not just Bosa, they forced people to get that ball out in two and a half seconds, week after week after week after week. So, but having said all that, they definitely need to find a presence inside that when they get third and six, third and seven, they know they're going to have somebody that's going to get that gut pressure. It's really the biggest equalizer of quarterbacks in the game.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Tim Ryan joining us. Every team goes through this every single offseason. You know this. 19 unrestricted free agents. And between guys like Jimmy Ward and Ebukam and Mosley, McGlinchey, Azeez Alshire, Robbie Gould. I mean, there's some big names in this. But in terms of how you think they prioritize, how do they prioritize a Jimmy Ward or a Mike McGlinchey? Or how do you see this working out in terms of where they say, okay, we can't lose this guy? Is there somebody in that group?
Yeah, that's... I think in a perfect world, if they'll take what the 49ers will pay them, they'll want them all. I mean, they all fall under that category. I'm worried about a Jimmy Ward and just someone outbidding for him. And I know he wants to go back and play safety, but man, he started to find his legs at that nickel position. And so You know, I know they were talking earlier in the year. So I'm hopeful that, because I just think, I mean, that's the longest tenured 49er out there. That guy's been around since there was a two-win season, three, four, five-win season. And nobody's worked harder than him. So I hope him, definitely hope him. T. Gipp is going to be interesting going into year number 12, but, man, what juice he provided for the back end of that defense. I would say Emmanuel Mosley, to me, is a guy that, and again, his injury complicates things a little bit, but I think it helps the 49ers. I think there'll be a priority put on Eman. Just because when he went down this year, and taking nothing away from Demo Lenore, and Demo got better and better as the year went on. I remember Pop saying it that day after that injury that there's finally a weakness on this defense. And so that guy, I mean, you guys know, one thing about this defense, and Robert Saleh told me this from day one, is you got to have edge players. And then, you know, obviously a great Mike linebacker, but you got to have guys at nine technique, and you got to have guys that are playing out on the island and all that three deep stuff where they're all alone from the numbers of the sidelines that are playmakers with ball skills. And they can also tackle and have that dog in them. And all the 49er corners have that when you talk about the guys that play. But I think Eman, and it sounds like he's a little ahead of schedule with his knee. I saw him in the weight room yesterday and training and getting himself ready. I think there'll be a priority getting him back on the football team under a deal that makes sense. McGlinchey, I think they'd love to have him back. He just won, I think, the Ed Block of Courage Award. Is that right, Pop? I think that's the one that he won.
Yes.
And congratulations to Big Mike on that. The question is there, these guys are hard to find, man. And I don't know if Mike would give a hometown discount or not. I think they'd like to have him back. I think part of it will factor in on how they feel about Colton McKivitz, about being a full-time starter at right tackle. I don't think Trent Williams is going to retire. You know, and I know that some of that news hit a couple of days ago. But someone's probably going to pay Mike McGlinchey $19 or $20 million a year. And then the 49ers got to decide, is that a road they want to go down? Lot of business decisions, Johnny.
Huge. The biggest question I have is what happens with the hair? That's the only thing I care about.
Well, I'm a man of my word, and I said it last year, and I'll say it again this year. I'm not cutting it until we win a freaking Super Bowl. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get bad.
Flow.
It's
going to get.
You can start calling me Leif or some Viking from the history. It doesn't matter, but. I'll throw a different style on it every week for you.
Oh, bro, I think it's
activator.
Good.
And it's a commitment,
yeah,
dude.
Got the activator.
It sucks. I want you to know that. Don't ever go to sleep with the fan on when you grow your hair long.
Bro, I think you just got to keep pulling it back. Man. And then when you started going to the surgeon lid on game day, I thought, man, that worked out. Yeah, it worked.
Gold cap. Bigger, stronger, faster. We can rebuild him.
Awesome, man.
We have the technology. Oh, now I just got to get Pop to hit on some of those smelling salts.
I did. I did twice, and I got post-nasal drip.
Twice.
I told you.
Twice.
I did it once, and I didn't like it. I thought, well, maybe I'll try it one more time, and I thought.
You're only a sucker to peer pressure twice.
No, I'm not doing it.
Everybody else
you,
doesn't want to, but they do it anyway when I stick it.
Oh, I like it, dude.
Dude, I miss your voice.
Get in the chopper now.
That's right.
Should be together for a football hour and going to Arizona. So how do you see this Super Bowl? With the bad ankle, and I know Kansas City's improved their offensive line since Tampa Bay ran over them in Super Bowl 55. Can the Chiefs give Mahomes enough time against this Philly pass rush, T-Rock?
Well, I think that depends on what kind of game Andy Reid's calling in terms of his success rate. And that's, to me, going to be a great matchup. Is Andy's scheme, and it's going to have to rely on the quick game, I would think, versus what Philly's putting out there on defense. I think I'm going to go with the pass rushers and the offensive line. I think Philadelphia's offensive line is pretty damn good. Jalen Hurts is Jalen Hurts, and Sometimes he looks really good. Sometimes he looks, you know, at times pedestrian. But he's capable of exploding at any minute. And they do have a commitment to running the football. So, man, I think it's going to be a great chess match. But at the end of the day, just like at the end of the game last year with Cincinnati and the L.A. Rams, I'll go with the pass rushers. And I know Philadelphia can bring the rush, but they can't bring it in waves with four across and at times five across like Philadelphia can. So I think it comes down to that at the end of the game. I think it'll be tight all the way through, and Mahomes will have to have some Mahomes magic at the end, and I think Philly will have enough juice to get him down before he can get position for them to win the game.
Thanks, bro. It was a lot of fun. We had a great season. We had a lot of fun with you. We loved having you every Thursday, obviously. And I know we'll talk to you soon, but like I said, bummer, man. Wish we were doing it.
Just got to keep digging.
I know, right?
Just like all the 49ers, brother. Just start another tunnel.
Yeah.
We know where the mother load is. We know how to get there.
Yeah.
We're right 49ers. We know where the mother load is. There's no doubt.
We know where that's exactly right. We're just prospectors. I just got to ask Pop one thing. Yeah. How are the hospitality arrangements in Arizona now that we're not going to be there?
Yeah, we were working on that for a while. For a little while, John and I were going to share a room at a Airbnb. But we were able to overcome that, like, right, John? We do have lodging.
Yeah, it was going to be plane, trains, and automobiles.
You know, hold on. We have lodging.
We have lodging.
Is that the easy motel off the
coast? That means motel.
That's the easy motel off the coast.
We're going to go to Cockroaches R Us, T-Rack. Cockroaches R Us.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Well, have fun down there, and it was great being with you guys and with all your listeners. I know that they really enjoy listening to you, as do I. And the faithful, you guys don't tell them enough how important they are to these players and how they feed off of it and continue to. So much love to you guys.
You know, the bottom line, I think, is if we play that damn game in the South Bay and not South Philly, I think it's a different game. I know he got hurt right away. But just I just felt going into it, you know, it would have been nice to play that championship game at home.
Well, and to have an off week and to have an extra day's rest.
If you got the number one seed. Right. Yeah, totally.
I mean,
but just 8-1 this year and the two playoff wins, Levi's is lit like never before, T-Rock.
Like never before. And it's a lifestyle, man, and it's so much fun to go through it with everywhere we go, everywhere I go. I mean, that's all I do is talk ball and love every second of it, because it's, we all share it together, man, and it becomes so addicting that it's and then to have it, you know, fall off a cliff like that. So we're all in it, man. Let's just keep doing it.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks as always for the year.
You guys be good.
Stay in touch, T. You're good, brother.
That's Tim Ryan. Biggest thing that comes out of that, the hair will continue.
Wow.
The hair will continue.
How does he do that?
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.